Hi, my name is Allison Mead, and welcome to What She Said, an episode of the LA FPI's podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights. Today I'm going to be speaking with Liz Femi, whose play Take Me to the Poorhouse is currently playing at the Lounge Theater in Hollywood as part of the Hollywood Fringe Festival. Liz Femi received degrees in education and acting from Harvard University. She's appeared on stage in No Child, Eclipsed, The Convert, and in film and television projects such as The Nick Kroll Show, Things Never Said, Adventures with Chandrella, and Faith and Dreams. And she also hosts Action English on China's national entertainment network, CCTV6. So welcome to you, Liz.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, Take Me to the Poorhouse begins with a really interesting premise, which is that Lizzie, a third grader from Nigeria, dreams of becoming poor in order to win over a popular classmate. So I wondered I know that it's originally inspired by true events. So I wondered if you could talk a little bit about the origin of the idea and how the play came about from there.
Okay, great. Great question. There was an exercise in grad school where we were supposed to tell a 10-minute story about an event in our lives in space without props, just you in space, you know, conveying the story. And at the time, I tried to come up with, you know, all sorts of ideas, but I couldn't come up with something. But then I remembered a recurring fantasy dream, if you will, I used to have as a child, where there was a boy in my class that I really, really liked. And, you know, from afar, I would watch him. But then I would go home and have this really elaborate dream of what our lives together would be like. And it was just so complete and very, very detailed. And so when I first, for the exercise, what I did was I just told that dream that I had as a third grader. And then, funny enough, it was pretty intriguing and everyone really liked it and wanted to know more. And, you know, at that time I didn't think anything of it. So I just sort of put it away. And then a few years ago when I moved to LA, it was a summer and I was sort of bored and I was taking a writing class. And I remember they had an assignment to write something before coming to class, or if you didn't want to write something, you could bring a story from your past. Thinking, like, an hour before, oh, man, I didn't write anything. So I just sort of printed this old story out from my computer from years before. So I took the class, I read it, and, you know, a lot of people were very engaged and they wanted to know more. So I thought, okay, well, I guess I don't have to write a new story. I kind of sort of dodged a bullet there. And started trying to frame a narrative from that dream she used to have into all the circumstances surrounding how the dream came about, what was happening in my life, and over the years in that time period. So, yeah, that's how it came about.
Interesting. So at the heart of the work is the fact that Lizzie, even though she's really kind of better off than some of the other people around her, doesn't feel like she fits in. So I wondered how...
Yeah.
Your work on this play kind of brought you more in touch with that, maybe in your own life and the world in general.
Yes, yes. There is something, you know, her interpretation of why she doesn't fit in is because she feels like she thinks it's an economic reason, and she also thinks that that economic reason is also sort of influences her personality as well. She feels like because she's middle class, she's not exposed to the juicy sort of life experiences that people of lower income are having, the things that spawn great stories and songs and poetry. She just feels like she doesn't have enough of that grit in her life to create such a beauty. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, that's the story she told herself. You know, part of it is just really wanting to find a way to feel included. You know, I'm sure there were other middle-class kids who didn't think that, but that was what she thought, you know.
So. I don't want to give too much away because I want people to go and see the show, but this is one of those things that I read, and I thought, I really wonder where Lizzie ends up kind of after the play ends and maybe a few years down the line, maybe even as a teenager. Uh-huh. So I was wondering if you could conjecture maybe out a little bit further.
Absolutely. It's so funny you're talking about the end because I'm always thinking about ways to shape and reshape, and I'm already having ideas for a new ending. But in real life, the way it worked was what basically happened essentially was that the family wins the visa lottery, and they end up coming to the U.S. So she spends her teenage life and on in the U.S. But I wanted to take that out because I felt like that sort of gave it a sort of a deus ex machina sort of ending where she just sort of gets plucked and she goes and have a better economic freedom or whatever, if you will. And I didn't want that to happen. I wanted her to stay in that world and find herself there with the people there and create a community and just sort of make that the happiness instead of just leaving. So.
Excellent. Well, you chose to stage Take Me to the Poorhouse, the world premiere of this show at the Hollywood Fringe Festival this year. So I wondered why you felt it was kind of the perfect time and the perfect place for this piece.
Oh, great. It's funny. I think it just there's something about fringe culture. It just makes you feel safer in terms of trying things out. Like I said, I still feel like there are things that I'm massaging and working through in the show, but this has been a great place to test things out, to see what I feel like is strong. The audience of feedback has been fantastic. And it just, and the sense of community we have is, you know, we've called them friendships. You know, everyone is just so excited and everyone is trying things. I love that novelty feeling and the sense of supporting each other. It just feels like an artist space, an artist community to really, because it's one thing to write and it's another thing to share. And we're not always comfortable with sharing. I know I'm not comfortable always with sharing, but so far this has been an amazing space to do that, you know?
Yeah, it's very vulnerable making to do that. But yeah, there's a lot of guts going
on.
Yes.
A lot.
Well, I always like to ask people kind of before we wrap up, if there's anything else that you are doing, maybe that's coming up for you in the future that you'd like to share.
Oh, great. Thank you. So we've been invited to bring the show to New York to the United Solo Festival in October. I believe the date is – thank you. I believe it's October 16th at 6 p.m. There are going to be other shows, but it depends on how the first – show goes before you get other dates and et cetera. But I'm excited to take it to New York. I really am curious about that audience. And, yeah, so that's the next step. And then after that, we're looking to hopefully do D.C. and Atlanta, London, South Africa, and et cetera.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. I know it's really hectic around friends. So I appreciate it. And good luck with the run.
Thank you, Allison.
Well, Take Me to the Poorhouse runs until June 28th at the Lounge Theater in Hollywood. It stars Liz Femi and is directed by Jane Morris. For more information about tickets, please visit www.hollywoodfringe.org/projects/1166. For more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit www.lafpi.com.